الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فقد غوى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent our beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world to guide us, to show us how to be close to Allah, how to save ourselves from fire of hell and enter ourselves into paradise. Where Allah says in the Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. That those who have saved themselves from fire of hell and entered themselves into paradise, فَقَدْ فَازِ, they are successful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not just come down with the revelation of the Quran, but Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your people, if they say they love Allah, the Quran, if they say they love Allah, tell them to follow your ways. Follow the Sunnah. Follow the ways of the Prophet. Then Allah promises, Allah will love you and Allah will forgive your sins. This shows the importance of us following the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After worshipping Allah, fulfilling the commandments of Allah, it's important we follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we get close to Allah? How can we save ourselves from fire of hell and enter ourselves into paradise? Whilst living in this dunya, whilst living in this world, yes, for means, we have to go out and we have to work to live. This is our dhurura. This is our necessity. It is our necessity. This is why we are working and we're working, and the rizq, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us, this is the means. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we go out with the intention that we are working, why? Because this is the means that was shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sunnah. This is why we are using this means. Or else rizq, wealth is something that it has been written for every single one of us. Wealth is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed for every single one of us. We will get the wealth that Allah has written for us. Nothing will be reduced from our wealth. Nothing will be increased in our wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give every single penny before our death. We will get that no matter what, we will get that. But as for means, the system of this dunya, the system, the temporary system of this world is that we use the means. And it caused why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us. He showed us. So this is a sunnah. If we think that this working for this world and for to live is our purpose, this is where we get ourselves wrong. This mentality, this thought will not take us close to Allah. It will not bring us close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not teach us that work in this world. Why? Because this is your maqsad, this is your responsibility, this is your purpose. Our purpose is not in this world to live and feed ourselves and families. This is our necessity, our durura. And sunnah. So if we follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then whilst we are receiving our wealth, when we go out in the morning and we work, this becomes ibadah. This becomes ibadah. Why? Because our intention is to please Allah. We're following the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah. So Allah says in the Quran, Allah will love us and Allah will forgive our sins. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is very important. This world we are living in today is temporary. Today we are alive. Who knows when our death will come and overtake us. When death will come, there will be nothing to stop the angel of death. Death will come at its right time, at its fixed time. And when it's written, the angel of death will take the soul away. And there will be no one. And it is not fixed that you have to be over the age of 70, 80 for angel of death to come. No. Death will come to anyone, anytime. Doesn't matter how healthy you are. Doesn't matter how rich you are. Doesn't matter how high your status is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the angel of death when it's time. And everyone, for every human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed the time for them to depart. And there is no one that could delay that second. No one. This is why and this dunya, this temporary world we're living in, we have to put our purpose in front. We have to give preference to the life of hereafter than the life of this world. And to do this is to follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is الدُّعَاء. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. The core of ibadah, the core of ibadah is supplication. الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. The core of ibadah, of your worship, is supplication. And supplication, dua, is so important. Anything that happened, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would advise the companions to turn to Allah. Turn to Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best supplication is done whilst you're in sajda. The best dua is done when you are in sajda. So whilst you're in sajda, do as many supplication whilst you're in sajda. Why? Because when you are in sajda, when we are in sajda, we are more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in any other position. When we prostrate, we are very close to Allah. in ibadah. So in that position, فَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى, increase your supplication. Increase your dua. Why? Because you're very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the messenger, Ya Rasulullah, tell me about dua. When is it the, when will Allah, what time of the day or night, if I were to pray to Allah, will be more effective? Effective meaning Allah will respond to it very quickly. What part of the day or night? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the last portion of the night. Making dua, supplication, the last portion of the night is that part of night where if a person supplicates then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that dua very quickly. Why? Because at that time, the last portion of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the skies of this world. So He's very close to us. And the second is after every fard salah. After every fard salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more likely to accept our dua after every fard salah. Okay, maybe not waking up in the last portion of the night, but at least after every fard salah, we can take some time out and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have many needs and necessities. We may have so many problems. Who will solve these problems? Allah. Now if we are not asking, seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is going to help us? We are all in the same boat. We all have problems, needs, necessities, all in different ways. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Samad. He is independent. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. He is independent. He is not in need of us. So this is why we should turn to Allah. We should supplicate, make dua to Allah for everything we need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. Someone asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, that tell us about our dua for it to be accepted. When does it not be accepted? Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our prayers, our supplication all the time. Allah accepts our supplication, our dua every time. Our dua is getting accepted. Except a person makes dua to commit a sin or to break ties or he is impatient. The messenger asked, what does he mean by impatient? Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, someone who makes dua is asking Allah to solve some problems, to give him something, but he doesn't see any results. And he starts saying, I've made so many du'as, I'm doing du'a, but I can't see any difference. I can't see any difference after making all these du'as. I've been doing du'a for 3, 4, 5 years, even say 10 years, but there's no difference. Nothing's changed. This is called impatience. That person, from frustration, he'll leave his du'a. His du'a will not be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us more than we know ourselves. We think we know ourselves, how we are. Do we think we know our future? We can make plans, okay, estimate on what we can do in the future. But do we exactly know if it's going to go according to our plans? No. Only Allah knows how we are, Allah knows our future, what we are capable of, and what are the things that could be obstruction in our lives. This is why, for our benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays in accept. He accepts our dua, but delays it for it to come in action. Allah will delay it for the right time, at the right place. It doesn't mean that Allah is not accepting our dua. We should have this hope. Allah has accepted our dua, but at the right time. At the right time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us the result. So this is why we should not be impatient. Be firm when we make in dua. Don't think, oh, Allah may accept it, may not accept it. No, be strong that Allah has accepted my dua for to solve my problems. Allah has accepted my dua for my needs, my necessity. Allah has accepted my dua, but because Allah knows me better than I know myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open those doors at the right time. Allah will open those doors at the right time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimul ghayb. He knows, has the knowledge of unseen, the future. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this is why it is important for every single one of us to supplicate for our needs, for our necessities, for the family, our children, our wives, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, for the ummah. Why? Because it comes in a hadith that when a person prays, supplicates for his brother, when a person supplicates for his brother, the angels, the malaika, they say, Ameen. The angels, say for example, we raise our hands or go into sujood and we pray for our brother. Say, Allah, so and so, cure him or help him. This is what he needs, give him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels will say, Ameen, and the same to you. Not just, you know, it's a bargain, two for the price of one. You prayed for someone else, the angels say Ameen for that dua, and the angel pray for you. That angel pray that may Allah give you the same that you've asked for your brother. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we should understand first that dua, like I said at the beginning, ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah, is the core of ibadah. It's very important. It's very important. 90% when we do an action, 90% will be our dua, and 10% will be the means. 10% is just the means. It's just estimation, just to make you understand. 90% will be our dua, asking, seeking help from Allah. And the 10% will be the means that we use. We want to do something, we'll use the means. But for it to be effective, we need to ask Allah. For it to be powerful, we need to ask Allah. To solve the problems in our homes, we need to ask Allah. And we cannot lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as we lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan will take us away from making dua. It will make us lose hope in Allah, in our prayers, in our supplication. This is why, be strong when you pray to Allah. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah says, remember me. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you. Remember me, Allah says, I will remember you. And He will accept our prayers. Allah will accept our prayers. But, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to make this first move. فَذْكُرُونِي. We have to make this first move. Remember Allah. Then Allah will say, I will remember you. And if we don't remember Allah, yes, Allah is Halim. Allah is Kareem. No doubt, if Allah wants, without us even returning to Allah, you know, remembering Allah, He will come to us. But imagine, we remember Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. I will remember you. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. This is His promise, His wa'da. His promise that He will remember us. So this first move, me and you, we have to do. And we have to make a habit of supplication, of making dua every day, every night. For ourselves, for our families, for our Muslim brothers, our Muslim sisters, for everyone. And whatever we need, whatever we want, we have to ask Allah. Even if it is the smallest thing, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanaka Allahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.